We could do one more each, or we could stop now. And I know it's getting late.
It's kind of late, or how are you doing?
Short songs, maybe.
I'd like to end with the dedication of Maryland.
Okay, then do one short. I'll do one short.
Okay, short. La 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 la. Well, you know, I'm not sure. This is short to medium. It's the only one I can think of. I'm going to do it. On that infamous first retreat with Thich Nhat Hanh, we recited the Heart Sutra, or he recited the Heart Sutra every morning. So I spent 10 days hearing about impermanence. And the Heart Sutra is really pretty devastating when you really, you know, listen to it. Because, you know, how it is with these Buddhist sutras, they don't say it once. They say it 20 times. You know, it's like, no form, no mind, no body, no sight. No, it's like, no. You know, everything you think is real is not. And just when you think you understand that it's not, it gets real again. And, oh, boy.
So confusing.
It's so confusing. So, but,
Just and like reality, huh?
Just
why
like
can't
reality.
They just, why, I don't understand. Why can't they just tell you the way it is?
No? Try Catholicism.
Oh.
Sorry. So there was a lot of discussion of this sutra and how the five senses are all impermanent and misleading and don't really give us the accurate picture of what's going on. And at the end of the sutra, there is a mantra that we say, which is Gate Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhisvaha, which sort of is the final evaporation of all sense of knowing anything. It's gone far beyond, gone to the far shore. Bodhisvaha, how would you translate that?
Awakened. Way to go.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Did you ever hear the Philip Whalen version?
It's no. Like,
gone, really gone, completely gone, oh mama.
Oh mama. I like that. That's good. So you'll get a chance to sing Gate Gate quite a bit in this song. Every time I sing Gate Gate, just come right along. And then at the end, we'll do the chant. Looking into the stream bed of the five rivers, I see how full and how empty they are. And my five senses are pouring down that river, flowing into the ocean toward a distant shore. I'm drinking from that river, I'm filled with what I've lost. Oh, that's the wrong verse. I haven't sung this for a long time. Excuse me. Might as well fix this while I'm at it. Here we go. There are patterns on the water, currents threaded through, and sunlight spills her secrets in a waterfall of jewels. I'm scooping up a handful, warm just slips away. Oh, Gate, Gate, Gate. Let's do that. Oh, Gate, Gate, Gate. My mind can make believe that everything it thinks is real. My thoughts can fill the universe with words and points of view, but the emptiness keeps ringing till the voices fade away. Oh, Gate, Gate, Gate. See how full and how empty they are. And my five senses are pouring down that river. ocean toward a distant shore. When I'm drinking from that river, I'm filled with what I've lost. Faces on the other shore, the longing and the cost. But the only thing that's dying is the taste of yesterday. Oh, Gate, Gate, Gate. So what's the use of striving and storing up my plans? There's nothing left to win or lose, just sparkles in the dance. On the waters of this moment, in the holy breath I pray. Oh, Gate, Gate, Gate. Gate, Gate, Para Gate. Sing with me. Gate.
And now for something a little different.
Good.
This song comes to a great singer, Bessie Jones, who passed away probably about 10 years ago. She grew up on the Georgia Sea Islands, this very interesting territory off the coast of Georgia and South Carolina that was ceded to black people after the Emancipation Proclamation. And it was really isolated from the rest of the country and developed its own culture, a lot of its own language, and its own musical tradition. So this is a song from Bessie, and it's called Things Are Coming My Way. Well, you can sing this along when I teach you the words. I've got the left hind leg of a rabbit. Oh, this is not for vegetarians. nor for people who drive cars. It's about, it's actually, it's about rejoicing in what's been given you in the world through your effort and your good fortune and grace and getting what you deserve. Now, you may not think, these days, we may have to translate this culturally a bit, but down there, it meant a lot. Well, I've got the left hind leg of a rabbit. Things are coming my way. All I got to do is just reach out and grab it. Things are coming my way. Oh, me, me, oh, my. I feel happy all the time. I ain't got nothing to worry my mind, because things are coming my way. That's half the song. I've got the left hind leg of a rabbit. Things are coming my way, yeah. All I got to do is just reach out and grab it. Things are coming my way. Oh, me, me, oh, my. I feel happy all the time. I ain't got nothing to worry my mind, because things are coming my way. Try it again. I've got the left hind leg of a rabbit. Things are coming my way, yeah. All I got to do is just reach out and grab it. Things are coming my way. Oh, me, me, oh, my. I feel happy all the time. I ain't got nothing to worry my mind, because things are coming my way. I've got the left hind leg of a rabbit. Things are coming my way. All I got to do is just reach out and grab it. Things are... Here comes the second verse. Oh, me, how good I feel. Well, I come possession of an automobile. Now I can eat chicken and I don't have to steal, because things are coming my way. Try that. Oh, me, how good I feel. I come possession of an automobile. Well, I can eat chicken and I don't have to steal, because things are coming my way. I'm not sure about this in a Buddhist center. I've got the left hind legs of a rabbit. Things are coming my way. Well, all I got to do is just reach out and grab it. Things are coming my way. Oh, me, how good I feel. I've got possession of an automobile. Well, I can eat chicken and I don't have to steal, because things are coming my way. Is that...
It's made of tofu.
Yeah, tofu or TCP or something.
TDP, yeah.
Well, I've got the left hind leg of a rabbit. Things are coming my way. All I got to do is just reach out and grab it. Things are coming my way. First verse. Oh, me, me, oh, my. I'm happy all the time. I ain't got nothing to worry my mind, because things are coming my way.
This would be a good time to mention, since Heng Shur is about to grace us with a beautiful closing song, that Alan and I brought some CDs with us of our music that are out on the table there. And I also have a little email list you can sign up on if you'd like to hear about forthcoming recordings or concerts in your area. Women, I have a women's singing circle in Palo Alto 4 times a year. Drop in any voice welcome to sing this kind of stuff. So if you'd like to be on that list, it's out there on the table as well. We want to thank you.
Thank you all for coming.
This has been extraordinary. This has been really wonderful. Thank you for your voices and your attention and mindfulness and support in this rather edgy Dharma experience.
At a Buddhist Catholic gathering, where the Catholics invited the Buddhists to comment on the rule of Saint Benedict in Beech Grove, Indiana, Our Lady of Grace Monastery, the gathering was called Benedict's Dharma. And we all gathered. Norman Fisher, by the way, wrote about this experience. We gathered 9 days after 9/11. You remember where your heart was then. Mm-hmm. Well, many souls canceled. Many did. We're not coming. But those who came, somehow, remember how we needed to find spiritual refuge at that point. And so every slot was filled and then doubled. So there were 250 people at the end. Sister Mary Margaret Funk, a Benedictine nun, said, "You Buddhists do dedication to merit at the end. You transfer the merit, right?" "Yeah, we do." She said, "We Catholics have intercessory prayer." She said, "Would you do one for us at the end of the conference?" We said, "Sure, sure. We don't have one in English. We'll have to translate it." So the night before the end of the conference, myself and the abbot of City of 10,000 Buddhas, Venerable Hung Lu, took the Chinese dedication of merit that we always do. It goes, "Yan yi zi gong de zhuang yin fo jing du." You know, it's a standard. We've been doing it that way for about 900 years. And so we put it in English and translated it, but then we needed a tune. So what popped into my mind was Lorena McKennett's Dark Night of the Soul, which is a setting for St. John of the Cross's poem, his devotional text. And it fit just fine. So the next morning, at the end of the conference, we went out, led everybody out around the plaster image of the HBV. There she was again. The Holy Blessed Virgin Mary, was standing there looking very much like Guanyin Bodhisattva. And we all gathered around and we passed out the song sheets and said, "For the first time ever, put your heart into this dedication of merit." And I explained the way it works is that by coming together in an occasion like tonight, for example, where we're here purely to give heart and breath to principle, to the joy of liberation, of having a clue about suffering, about birth and death, and about sharing, about giving. That's a goodness. To do that with your Friday evening is a goodness. Think of all the things you could have done tonight, but you came here instead. So the method is, take that merit, that virtue, and give it away. Just share it with your heart. Find something that you'd like to dedicate it to. In Judaism we say, tikkun olam. You heal the world. You repair things. So that's repaired by the mind. It's broken by the mind. So I'd like to invite you all now, just like we did then at Beech Grove, Indiana, to make a wish and to take all of the goodness that we've shared and send it out. It might be personal, a wish that some elder in your family is healed or their minds are set at ease as they age and are confused about the next step perhaps, or just to encourage them on their way. It might be social, a wish that AIDS just disappear from the planet. Why do we have to have that virus here? If we can send it away, that's worthy of our wishes. It might be universal, a wish that all beings quickly become Buddhas or lead a Christ-like life, however you translate that. It's your wish to make. So we did that there around the Blessed Virgin, and I have to say that you could almost see those wishes just circle around and take off into the blue because our hearts are very heavy, and there was a lot of healing that happened that day, and this song was the vehicle. So I'd like to invite us to do that now, and let's do that and then put our hearts together and end the evening and do it again, by golly. This was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you know it, please help those who don't know it yet. Of goodness, luminous and bright.
people hear and see how hands and hearts can find in giving unity. May their minds awake to great compassion, wisdom, and to joy. May kindness find reward. May all who sorrow leave their grief and pain. May this boundless light break the darkness of their endless night. Because our hearts are one, this world of pain turns into paradise. May all become compassionate and wise. May all become compassionate and wise.
May it be so.
Thank you.
Good night.